I think we're going to get right to Ray Lowe, correct?
Yes.
Ray Lowe, the head coach of Open Door, is going to swing on over and join us here at the head table. And, of course, for Open Door, they now return to the gridiron in 2016 after not having a team last year. And yet it'll be a little bit of a different look. So Open Door is going to be playing eight-man football this fall. So for Ray Lowe, number one, I'm sure you're thrilled to be back out there working with kids this summer. I know last year was excruciating for
Absolutely.
You, and I know I believe you texted me or called me saying we just can't put a team on the field this year. But to be back out there working with kids, number one, first and foremost, that has to be very exciting for you.
It absolutely is. Just the enthusiasm that our kids have, the enthusiasm that the school has, it's contagious. And the kids are really working hard. It's great to be coaching again, and we're just really excited about it.
So for the listeners that are driving down Route 57 right now or wherever they may be listening on the mobile app, eight-man football, describe it. Now, I've called arena ball. I've called gladiator
right.
games. Is it similar? Because that's
similar,
eight-man.
It's still, similar in numbers, but
right.
none of the motion and that sort of thing.
But okay.
It's basically on the offensive side, you're losing your two tackles and a fullback. So your tight ends become tight ends and tackles, which some of our bigger guys, they get pretty excited about that because they might be able to go out and catch a pass.
Okay.
And then on the defensive side, it's usually one defensive lineman, a linebacker, and a defensive back.
Okay.
So with six less players on the field overall, because three on each side, I would assume it's a speed game, and you've got to have the guys that get out there.
Yeah, it's much faster.
I would think.
It's much faster. It's a lot of research I've been doing because it was new. It's kind of a track meet on a Friday night, or for our case, it'll be a Saturday afternoon. But the field is 40 yards wide as opposed to 53 and a third. So it's a more narrow field, but we're still going to go with the same 100-yard length.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
So it's a narrower field.
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, obviously, the reason that you couldn't put a team on the field last year was just due to lack of numbers. Now, as Rob said, you're down three on the offensive side, three on the defensive side. Do you have the numbers, though, to sustain this? Did it raise the numbers back up?
Well, didn't really raise them up. We started out with 15. I lost one to an injury right now, but that athlete will be back. So then we lost two that decided not to play. So we're down to 12, but we are still playing and we're still moving forward with it. Our middle school has good numbers moving up. In the 8th grade class and then in the 7th grade class. So we're expecting if we can keep between 4 and 5 athletes per class,
okay,
we're going to keep playing. That's the goal, at least.
How tough is it to find opponents?
Well, we're traveling up to Michigan. We're playing out of the 10-week season, we're going to play 8 games against Michigan opponents. So we're traveling up there 5 times, and then they're coming down. A couple of other schools will be coming down to play us down here in Ohio.
Okay. I would imagine 8-on-8. Again, I'm basing it somewhat
sure.
off the arena ball that I
right,
did.
Right.
So the quarterback's huge. I mean, that's just huge. The same concept. You got to have
Absolutely.
A guy that can back there
yeah.
and just trigger that offense.
Yeah, you got to have someone that can move the ball pretty well, someone that's knowledgeable, pretty smart, pretty athletic.
So who's your QB?
Our QB is a freshman. His name is Donovan Davis, a transfer in from Phoenix, Arizona. So we're really excited about that. Someone to grow with. It almost feels a lot like the first time I sat up here and talked with you guys. We have one senior this year, and then the rest of our team are freshmen and sophomores. So we're
wow.
really, really young, but the kids are really excited about it. They've been working hard.
So how hard is it for the coaches for you guys to shift from seeing 11-man your whole lives to now we've got to coach this 8-man, and I'm assuming the teams you're playing have had 8-man teams in the past.
Yes.
So how hard is it from the coaching standpoint to make this adjustment?
It's been a big adjustment. For me personally, I can speak, it's just been a learning experience. So it's a lot of video watching. I've made personal phone calls to coaches out in Iowa and in Michigan to talk to them to get some ideas for what we want to do, how we can run our 11-man offense in an 8-man scheme, And it's been challenging because we've had to change and tweak some things a little bit. The defensive side of the ball is the side that gives me the most nerves because there's only really two lines of defense, really, when you if you're looking at playing a 4-4 or even a 4-3 with one safety, you know, somebody breaks through that line or gets around the corner, and that's why it turns into a track meet pretty quick.
Absolutely. As much as it's new and it's different and it's learning, I would think it's exciting.
It is.
I mean, we're going to try something new here. We'll see how
great.
The chips fall.
It is absolutely exciting, and the kids are buying into it. The coaching staff bought into it when I sat down and talked with them. The administration bought into it. You know, we're doing some renovations over at Open Door to the field. So it's pretty exciting. It should be a really fun time this year. It's going to be great.
That's really cool. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming out. And, again, I'm happy for Open Door because for the kids that want to play football, they now have an opportunity.
Absolutely.
And it may not be 11-on-11, but you're going to go out there, you're going to play some football, you're going to pop some people.
Right.
It's going to be a fun brand of football. But so for the kids at Open Door, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's like I told them when we first met and we first broke the news about 8-man football. I said, you guys, it's – football's football. It's still passing, still tackling, still running, still catching. You're doing all the exact same tasks, but you're just doing it with three less guys on each side.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
It is.
When you were a kid, if there were five guys on each team,
that's the backyard.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean that was fun football.
Backyard,
you know. So I'll imagine there's some
hey,
excitement.
Hey, you get a chance,
that.
You'll have to come on out and watch. It'll be fun.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I know you sat there and waited a while,
right.
So we
Thank
appreciate you.
You
coming out. Best of luck with this year.
Thank
I hope
you
it goes
much.
Very, very well.
All right, appreciate it.
Thanks, Ray. Ray Lowe, the head coach of the Patriots from Open Door. Again, they weren't out on the gridiron last year, but they've been able to formulate a schedule with 8-man football. And, Rob, like I said, for the kids, I think that's pretty cool. We're going to play. We're going to go out and play.